was it? What'd you do?
Still.
You good? There you go.
Take two. No, I had it on the lapel.
It fell over.
Immediately over. I was like, that's not going to work out well.
How's your day?
It's going. Yeah. A little later than I wanted to get started, but I was critiquing somebody doing some training that they're going to be given next week. So I was sitting through their stuff, counting their ums and making sure they made eye contact with everybody in the room.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds fun.
Yep.
Sorry we couldn't get your disc back.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah, I forgot about it that night
because
I just got home.
It'd have been gone.
Probably. What time did the guy call you?
I don't know. 7-ish? 6:30-ish? I don't know.
Dark-ish. The fact that he just put it on
the table
instead of hiding it or being like, hey, it's going to be...
Had I thought about it, I probably would have said, why don't you just put it on top of the putter basket?
Yeah.
Or hole 18's basket.
Yeah.
It'd probably still be there.
Probably. Yeah, it's a little weird that they just put it there.
But it's okay. I'm actually was more curious on how the fuck they found it, because we looked a long time.
We did. Or we didn't look far enough. Or who knows. Did you ask him where he found it?
No.
Oh. That would have been my question. It's like, where was it?
Yeah.
Just to kind of see how they found it, if they shanked it, or if they just kind of saw it in the brush or something as they were doing hole 3 or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Looking at it from hole 3 is, I think, the only way that they could have found it.
Maybe. Don't know. Oh, well.
Yep. That's all good. Like I said, I have a second one, so it's not a big deal. And I'll get another one. So, no worries.
Was that a misprint or original?
It was an original. Okay. Like I said, it was a $15 disc.
To me, they're still too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it with the molding and the kind of plastic stuff, but like, I don't buy individuals.
Yeah. What's funny is like I was looking at it to buy it again from like the Prodigy website or I don't remember where I bought this one, but I was looking at it and the numbers on the disc are like the 7, 6, -5, whatever.
Yeah.
And the numbers not on the disc are like 8 and -4. I'm like, no. So I guess it's like how it actually flies versus the numbers that are on there. So I don't know. So it is too understable for me.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, Walmart's discs are still like $9 on clearance. But I don't think they'll actually go any lower than that or be put away. Because I would, if they went to like $5 a disc or $2 a disc, I would buy like 20 of them just to be like, okay, this is a throwaway hole.
Right. Well, I have some like 5 judges that I bought for like $50, $40, $45. So
yeah,
and it's just similar to the watts, and I think they're the same. They just feel different, but they're the same numbers as the watts that I throw.
Nice.
Did you catch up on Peacemaker other than the episode that came out today?
Yeah, we watched this one where Dad was not a Nazi. Did you watch last night's episode?
I have not finished last night's episode.
Oh, you haven't finished?
Yeah. So I'm on.
Spoiler.
So his dad. So I was right in a way.
The whole world is
but
Nazis.
He's not.
But apparently he isn't, and he's actually a nice guy.
What about his brother?
Oh, piece of shit.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, I think piece of shit because, you know, he killed his brother. Like,
he's mad that because he's...
Peacemaker killed Peacemaker.
Yes, okay.
That kind of thing.
But we don't know if he's actually a Nazi or pretending to be when he was chasing...
Yeah. Don't know, but now it's just rage-induced.
I'm like, why the fuck? So I'm up to a point where Judo Master saved her, but I'm like, why the fuck did you jump in a pool?
Yeah, and why didn't you just run around it?
Yeah.
I get for the whole setup.
The setup thing.
Why did everybody else jump in the pool?
Because they're Nazis.
I mean, stupid is as stupid does, but why did you jump in a pool to swim? Like, it's not, unless you're a world-class swimmer,
which she's
running
not.
Around, yeah.
And she wasn't, and she was I mean, she was a better runner
than them, which I still doubt as well.
Well, I mean, considering she lost all that weight, it could be feasible that she runs.
She lost a lot of weight?
She lost a lot of weight between season one and season two.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice her weight in season one, honestly. I just knew she was a big girl.
Yeah.
But yes, that everybody is a Nazi, and Judo Master has been, like, hiding out, because, of course, he can't get home.
So that makes me wonder, though, because Vigilante hates Peacemaker, is Peacemaker a Nazi? Because Vigilante, in that universe, is not. He's part of the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do go into it a little bit.
Okay.
Closer to the end, like, Dad, you know, is... Yeah, he's a troublesome child.
So, that's funny that we were both kind of right. That it's like a Nazi world, but his dad
was not a Nazi.
Was the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. But now we're... Well, you didn't watch last night's episode.
No.
You usually do. You're usually like, I already watched it this morning.
With my parents being gone, I had to go to their house and hang out with their cat for a while. So.
Gotcha.
And I woke up late.
Really?
Yeah.
5 o'clock?
No, like 3:30.
A.M.?
Yeah.
That's late for you?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That just doesn't make sense. Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it doesn't have to.
I went ahead and pre-ordered and technically picked up the Mario Galaxy thing.
Nice.
I was like, might as well hurry up and just go ahead and do it.
I mean, you might as well, since everybody's canceling their Xbox subscriptions.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read that. So...
Game Pass Ultimate is $30 a month now instead of $20.
So here's my problem. The email that I got didn't say that it was increasing price.
It didn't. No. It just says... Great job hiding that.
Changes to your Xbox Game Pass subscription price. Oh, wait, no. Did this one finally do it? Oh, shit. When did this email come
Probably
out?
Probably when everybody started quitting.
33 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, never mind. This is it. But what I saw... Let me go ahead and make that one unread again. The one that came out yesterday was, your Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription just got even better. Same name, more benefits.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say anywhere in here that it changed the price. Your Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription is better than ever. 75 plus day one games a year. Fortnite Crew coming November. Who the fuck gives a shit? Ubisoft Plus. Stream games at their best quality. Get up to $100 per year at the store, which, whatever. All of your favorite benefits are still here. Blah, blah, blah. Get all the details. It's about the games, talking about new games one day, including blanks, 500 games on Xbox console, PC, Fortnite Crew, EA. Like, in this email that came out yesterday, there is literally nothing that says
that the price increased
until apparently 33 minutes ago on October 3rd at like 12:50 a.m. So now this is just a plain text. Did you get this email?
Probably.
It's literally, like, there is no pomps or circumstance to this email. It is just written. Thank you for your subscription to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. We are planning to update our price to address changing market conditions. The price changes allow us to come to blah, blah, blah. Starting November 4th, the one-month subscription price will be $29 plus applicable taxes every recurring period unless you cancel up to 2 days prior. You can manage your subscriptions, how you pay or cancel, blah, blah, blah. Your subscription price changed from $19 to $29. The benefits include the day ones, the 500s, the Fortnite play titles like EA, which also, we need to talk about EA. Star Wars, other fan favorites, EA Play, access 50 iconic games from Ubisoft, stream games at our best quality, unlock in-game benefits.
So you get EA Play with Game Pass, and you don't have to pay for EA Play separately?
Yeah. It says, play titles like EA Sports FC, The Sims, Star Wars, and other fan favorites with EA Play.
Oh, that means you probably have to buy EA Play.
Still have to have it.
That's so stupid.
Kira. No, ma'am. Unlock game in-game benefits for Call of Duty, League of Legends, Warzone. That Call of Duty Warzone, sorry, Rainbow Six Siege, and more other big titles. Join your friends, play, chat, and explore. We are constantly working to improve our services, blah, blah, blah. Visit Game Pass, view all our plans, learn more on how to cancel your subscription. Thank you for being Xbox Game Pass subscriber. So my question is, if I cancel my subscription, do I still keep the Game Pass games that are downloaded on my machine?
Probably up until November 4th.
When they'd go up?
Yeah. Because if you cancel it now, you'll have it up until the next pay period.
Which is either monthly or yearly.
Yeah, monthly.
Kira, stop. No leaky.
So like mine, yeah, is good.
Unless I take it off the internet.
Yeah, so you may be able to go to down to Essential, which is like the $10 a month one.
Yeah, yeah.
And still keep those games.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at it because, A, I don't play it that much. 20 was okay, but now you're going to 30, and I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't play you enough for the warrant.
I haven't played it enough to warrant it.
Yeah.
Recently. Like, I've been, yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, I just now, what, was it a couple months ago where I said I downloaded, like, Doom and some other games? So, and I haven't even played those.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably gonna either go down or just cancel. I mean, I'd like to play those games since I've
been paying for it. Canceled. And I don't do a lot of Game Pass games. I'll just buy it outright.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I want to, even though it's not physical, I want to own the rights to that game up until the server shuts down.
Or they say that you can't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Which is another stupid thing.
Yeah. The EA.
Yeah, okay, so EA was bought out by the Saudis. So EA Sports what has been taken off of the public trading floor and is now owned by a Middle East country. I think it was Saudis. I'm not sure. EA new owners. So EA's, this is from the BBC, why Saudi Arabia spent $55 billion on EA. So EA new owners will be a consortium spearheaded by Saudi Arabia's public investment funds.
Yep. private equity firm Silver Lake and Affinity Partners, which is led by Jared Kushner.
So there's a lot of speculation that now that they're going to have all this in it, they're going to be influencing a lot of the games and propaganda and all of that stuff that goes into EA games, which I honestly don't even know what games they make besides sports games.
That's their biggest draw is a sports game. Didn't I think there's a couple other ones.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
didn't they do like some Call of Duty stuff back in the day?
EA Games. I assume so. The Sims.
Yep.
Okay, let's look at EA game titles. I just want a list of titles. Game library, official EA site. Sure. Don't know how much I trust them.
Is it EA Games or is it EA Sports?
I think it's just EA, dude.
Battlefield? Yep.
Latest games coming soon, EA Sports, EA Originals.
Dragon Age, Mass Effect.
But those are done, though, aren't they?
Mass Effect's done. Battlefield is not.
Yeah.
Need for Speed, Apex Legends, EA game.
Mm. And those are, like, I wonder if some of these, like, small indie ones, because, like, the Split Level, or Split, what was it called? Split... I was just there. EA Originals. Split Fiction.
Command and Conquer.
Command and Conquer. But those are... I don't know what you could do. It Takes Two. Like, those are small indie ones that I guess found... Like, EA was like, yeah, we'll help sponsor you while you take off. So I wonder if things like that won't be a thing unless it's like, this is things you can and can't talk about or the subject matter of your games.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars games. EA.
That's what I thought, but I wonder if they'll try to go, well, I wonder if they've signed a contract saying you have to have so many titles with us, or they own, or do they own the franchise for Star Wars?
Yeah.
In the gaming
sense. Or if they're just publishing it.
Or, yeah. I mean, I assume Disney wouldn't necessarily give their rights away to their video game line.
No. So yeah, so Disney may be creating the game and then just using EA as a publisher, which means they could probably find another publisher.
Take somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah, list of onlines. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think if Hogwarts Legacy was EA.
Probably. I don't know. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of ish games.
Yeah, that are affected.
That may be affected moving forward. But I don't know how much affected they will be. It's definitely a weird buy. Well, I think some people were saying that they did that because they're trying to move away from oil. And seeing as how, 80% of the population plays video games or whatever their statistic was like, 8 out of 10 people play video games, so it's a good industry to actually get into to continue to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Since, they're trying to get away from oil and stuff like that. Or they're just running out of oil. Who knows? So that'll be interesting. To see what happens or how it affects people developing games, or if it affects us in general, gamers and so forth. Other things. Oh, yeah, you didn't catch up on Peacemaker.
I did not catch up on Peacemaker.
Marvel Zombies, we finished that. It was okay.
Yeah. And it still has somewhere to go.
If they take it there. I felt... I don't know. I actually forgot how it ended. I was talking to Jess, and she didn't necessarily care for it. And I was like, oh, I'll finish it off. And she's like, I thought there was only 4 episodes. And I was like, oh, I don't remember how it ended. That's how impactful it was to me. They did apparently canonize and decanonize some things, as in, the Hulk being able to, withstand... all that and
all the Infinity Stone and technically power, basically just kind of
just holding it
in there,
holding it in him, him technically being more powerful than Wanda, so to speak, with all the energy. I thought it was stupid for zombie Thor, why was he holding them back when there was nothing to hold back? Just leave with them and
because
you're just gonna get turned, and now you're useless to the fight. I'm trying to think of what else they said that it kind of canonized or confirmed. That the Nova Corps wasn't completely wiped out by Thanos. Because
he
had
there.
Yeah, he has the gauntlet, he has the power stone. Mm-hmm. So it didn't wipe him out.
Well, I mean, he 50%, so he would have 50% of the Nova Corps.
No, when he had to go get the power
stone.
He
would have still 50% of it.
He had to kill a lot of them to get to it. It wouldn't necessarily 50% of them. It would less than that, if that were the case, unless they just handed it over to him. And then he got rid of 50% after snapping. He didn't get to snap, did he?
No.
Yeah, so he didn't 50% them. He took out whatever he could. I thought, but in the movie, it was just assumed that he just wiped out the Nova Corps to get to the stone. I think that's all that was on my list. I haven't played the game. I just got it last night. Are you finding out more information?
I am, yeah.
Do you want to talk about it online?
No.
No?
No.
No? Is it that juicy?
I don't know.
Oh. But do you got anything?
Xbox. Looks like they're, I don't know if it's legit or not, but I was scrolling through some stuff and I saw that there was a potential for new Lego sets, and one from movies and stuff, and one of them was the Firefly Serenity.
I've seen a knockoff of it.
And that might be
what you're talking about.
I was thinking what it is.
I don't understand.
But it was like that one, Arrival, Interstellar. Like there were a couple different sets.
Uh huh. So Lego.com, Lego the Onyx. Nope, that's not Firefly. There is this one, but I don't think it's Lego. It says Aundblocks. Aundblock. Has the copyright or something like lapsed on Lego design or something? Because
all of the fakes?
All of the fakes are, they seem more prevalent now than they used to. And they seem pretty close to being Lego style. Because Mega Block, yeah, I mean, look at this. Like these, this totally looks like Legos.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But it's not Lego. It is some knockoff thereof. So I'm curious if the patent or something lapsed, or can a patent lapse?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it does look like it's... And even Walmart and all them, like, people are actually carrying these knockoff brands, so to speak. And I don't know what's going on there. Because I assumed there would be a patent for how you make Legos or something that they had a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that friend that I was talking to you about the other day, they're doing a off-brand Lego pirate, or off-brand Lego pirate ship, and they say it's a pain. It's not good.
The Legos?
Yeah, the bricks don't clip together the same. It's like, yeah, use a hammer to basically...
Oh, geez.
Like, it's a rubber hammer with a...
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, jinx.
So yeah, that's. I mean, it's out there, but it's not official Lego.
Okay, so it was fake. Damn.
Yeah, it's a fake Lego. Sorry, buddy.
I was so excited. I was gonna buy that for sure.
They had. I don't know what they have. Lego, like Firefly Lego set. If they have anything, they probably don't own the
rights. I don't know if Firefly would be a show that
I mean,
Lego
could,
would do, because they are like opposed to super graphic violence, which is why they don't have Lego or Halo Legos.
I think they got away from that because isn't there I'm pretty sure there's an IP that they're doing. Lego sets. That's a YouTube. Violence and Lego. Okay, I'll probably mute it, but let's...
Lego comes off and...
Okay, so there's Mario's.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Jurassic Park sets.
That's, yeah.
And that's violent. Which set is this? I mean, I guess there's a... No. Whose set is this? This is... They also have City. So technically, yeah, that's violent.
Lego
One Piece, which isn't necessarily violent, but Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No,
I mean Jaws.
Well, that's a movie one though.
Still violent. I mean, it's a horror film. What is this one? Oh, that's Schmeagle. That's not violent. This is just a video, I guess, where they think it's violent. Of course, Marvel. Mm-hmm. Marvel has a lot of violence in it. I mean, no guns,
yeah,
I guess.
But it's not the same as, like, Halo. Or something like that.
It's not violent. What else we got? Indiana Jones again. But that was a lot of guns being fired. Star Wars is technically violent.
Yeah, but you can't not have
Arkham Asylum. Yeah. What is that? Oh, the Batman. The Batman one with what was it? Where his parents got shot. They had a set that was, I guess, the theater or something.
Oh.
That's not going to be violent.
That is.
Jabba the Hutt, Knights.
Jabba the Hutt.
Monsters. Keep going. What is this? Toy Story. The scene to where they're about to get incinerated. Cars. I guess there's a violent
based in what, Halo,
I guess,
back in the day.
Which, whatever. Star Wars again. Like, it's certain sets that they're pointing out.
Yeah.
That seem violent-ish. More Star Wars. What is the next one? Pirates of the Caribbean. Once again, there's not a lot of gunplay, so... Next up, we have another Batman one with the dynamite, apparently.
Yeah, I think...
I think it was just probably overt, all the guns.
Overt violence and death.
Yeah. Oh, they... This is the set that they pulled out here, is the Indiana Jones set, to where it's the fight of the flying wing, and that's in the movie. That's where the guy gets chopped up by the propeller.
Yeah.
And so they're like, that's a pretty violent scene, and they made a Lego set about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's... I mean, they just showed Lego sets that were violent in context, if you knew the context of it. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. There's no, but that's why those went to what sets? It wasn't Mega Bloks. It was something else.
It was Mega Bloks and something else. I thought of Mega, not maybe not Mega Bloks, but
Halo. Sure, Lego sets. I don't know what the hell they are. Oh, it was hold on, Mega. It's too blurry right there. Mega Constructs was the name of the blocks that had them.
Huh.
Maybe after those started getting made, then all the people were like, oh, we can all make knockoffs of...
Yeah. Yeah.
It. Because I guess Mega and Mega Construct are the same. Mega Blocks, Duplo Blocks.
I'd just love to have a Master Chief that's more Lego than that, you know?
Yeah, than the Construct style.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Toy Story was going out of business, I literally would go there almost daily to see how much the prices had gone down. And when they went down to a certain price, I was like, okay, I'll buy them for $5 a piece or whatever. Half the good things were kind of gone, or I missed some of the sales, but some of them weren't really good sales.
Yeah, but... I mean, having a Lego Pelican, a legit Lego Pelican would have been cool.
Yeah. One other thing that's a thing, apparently, is this AI actress.
Oh, I saw something about it, but I didn't see, like...
Yeah. AI-generated actress Tilly Norwood draws Hollywood backlash. No fucking shit. That was from the CBC News. Don't know who that is, but Guardian, I mean, there's Reuters, BBC. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's been quote-unquote cast in anything yet. I would hope not. I would hope nobody would touch that with a 10-foot pole. But I'm hoping not, because otherwise there's no reason to go see a movie anymore. If it's just going to be AI-generated nonsense, there's really no reason to watch a movie. Because it's just not going to be good. You don't get the human aspect, the experience, the just everything that a human would draw from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there'd be no reason... Like, it just... The whole industry, I think, would just collapse.
Mm-hmm. Isn't necessarily a bad thing.
A lot of things need to collapse, probably, but... Or just be reformed.
Yeah.
In some ways.
As you said, collapse, reformed, and restructured to something else. Because it's insane.
Yeah.
We
don't really have any, like, Hollywood A-listers anymore. I mean, those kind of died out.
There's a few. But
not that it's like...
You don't have... I understand what you're trying to say, where it's like, there used to be back in the day... actors that you would go see because they were in... You would see that movie because they're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, take Mission Impossible, for example. When it first started, it was Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Then it kind of branched out to being whatever the hell it is.
Which is still Tom Cruise, though, right?
Still Tom Cruise, but it wasn't marketed Tom Cruise. It's marketed now as Mission Impossible with Simon Pegg. Like, actual bigger named stars than just Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I found this funny. AI robot, they did not put Alan Tudyk's name on it.
Yeah.
Because it was outperforming Will Smith. And I thought about that. I'm like, I mean, I guess his ego is so fragile that...
Yeah, we didn't know it then, but we do now.
That his ego is so fragile that he didn't want anybody else associated with it that was drawing more pool.
Yeah.
But then if I'm the agents, if I'm the production company or whatever putting it on, I'd be like, well, go fuck yourself. I want more people to come see this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to advertise it with both of you.
Well...
And if he's going to back out, then
Alan Tudyk,
get somebody else. If Alan Tudyk is the bigger draw, who cares?
I think he was screen testing better. I don't know if he was the bigger draw, because...
Yeah, he was true.
How many people know it was Alan Tudyk in that then that they do?
Well, they
now?
Knew about it because that's why they stopped, you know, saying Alan Tudyk.
Who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was screen testing better.
Yeah. It was like, oh, this guy is screen testing. People like Alan the robot better than they like Will Smith. And you're like,
yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, nowadays, you're like, oh, Alan Tudyk's doing a voice. I'm there. Sure.
Half the time you don't know he's doing a voice though until afterwards.
Until you hear him and you're like, or you hear somebody say something like, that's Alan Tudyk.
Mm-hmm. What were we just watching that said that something had a voice? Oh, it was Peacemaker. So in the credits,
Alan Tudyk has a voice in Peacemaker?
No.
Oh.
Peacemaker Eagly. Eagly in the credits is attributed to somebody, and I don't know if that's audio or if that's
for the dance.
Huh?
For the dance.
No, the dance is CGI.
Yeah, but you can have stand-in.
Yeah, but Eagly doesn't dance. He does this number.
He does the tap in this one.
That's about it.
In the original first season.
And
dance,
nobody else is in the shot. It's just Eagly.
Yeah, in the first dance sequence, James Gunn sat in for Eagly at the end.
Yeah, so see, but it's somebody else. Eagly.
I'm sure it's not Sean. Sean Gunn.
It's not. Credits. End credits. Dear Lord, I just want a name. What if I go to Eagly?
You may just have to go to the episode and look at the credits.
Yeah. D. Bradley Baker.
Oh.
And I don't...
The clones from...
Do what?
He's the clones. He's the voice of all the clones in The Bad Batch and...
Really?
Yeah. He's also the voice of Momo and Appa in Avatar The Last Airbender.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I'm assuming then he's doing the eagle sound.
Okay. That's fine. That sounds right. He is in a bunch of fucking shit.
Yeah. He's definitely not a stand-in. He's definitely just doing the voice of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So voice of. He voiced Eagly in the Peacemaker. So.
Yeah. So he does a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And that's another situation of Alan Tudyk where it's just and that's all he did.
Yeah.
In the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just made an eagle sound.
So he's basically the. He's another one of those big. Mm-hmm. If there's an animated thing happening, and you need a voice or an animal, going to him. It's not similar to if you're doing some crazy motion cap, you go to Andy Serkis.
Yeah, which I think is so stupid. I don't know why he just seemed. He might be a great guy, but there's something about him that it seems like he's an asshole.
Right.
And it could be completely wrong. It could be the villains that he's played. But I think, as we may have touched on it a long time ago, it's like he thought he was the father of motion cap. And I'm like, you're not the father of it. The people who put you in the suit are the father of it. Yeah. You were just the actor at the right place at the right time. So
it's like the Anthony Daniels, who thinks he's all that in a bag of chips for playing C-3PO.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard that one, but I wouldn't doubt it, I guess. I felt bad for the actor who played the It's a Trap guy.
Akbar?
Yeah, General Akbar. Because I guess he thought when they were doing either the prequels or something like that, like he was hoping or thinking that it was something that was still like had gravitas to it. but they were just, he was in the movie just because it was a fucking meme at the time. It's a trap. Mm-hmm. So at the end of when they were shooting, I guess the prequels, they wanted him to do it in voice and say, "That's a wrap." Yeah, and he was just like, kind of type thing. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. To me, if you're, at least you're the character, and they didn't replace you and just have somebody else as the character. Yeah. They brought you back for it. Then just go with it. I mean, you're an actor. You're getting paid.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably pretty well too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like movies and all that is not like it used to be back then, to where you had to have the same people over and over again. Yeah. I mean, take Iron Man for example.
There's thousands of people that can do that voice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, take, what did I say? It was Iron Man when they replaced Rhodey.
Yep.
And absolutely. Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody cared.
I feel like he lost his mind. Yeah.
He was already losing his mind, though.
Probably. But I also think that he was kind of in the right, because Iron Man was getting more money, or Robert Downey Jr. was getting more money, and Rhodey's supposedly the second wing, and they cut his money or something. Or, no, that was Hawkeye.
It might have been Hawkeye, but I think they were trying to restructure it.
Mm-hmm. But see, if people don't give a shit about that, why didn't they just continue with their original time thing with the guy from Loki? Majors. John Majors? No, not John Majors. What's his name?
Yeah. Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
Like, just recast that character.
Right.
Just recast the character.
Yeah.
Nobody... I would rather see the fruition of the movie than be like, well, we got to scrap it because he's an abuser. Like, scrap him. Don't scrap the story, please.
Yeah. I think that it was easy. Well, not easy to scrap. It was just easier to kind of, we can pull back and maybe come back to that later, because how little he was in stuff up until that point. And then
just start my roadie.
Well, not Rhodey.
Ice Cool.
But even,
LL Cool J.
Even.
What?
It's Terrence Howard.
But his other name is LL Cool J, isn't it? It's not. Or is that a different guy?
It's a different guy. That's LL Cool J.
I don't know. Was it? I don't know.
No, they're two different people.
I know they're. Are they?
Yes.
Rhodey. Go ahead, finish your thought.
You got me all distracted. Oh.
I mean, that's how little I paid attention to Iron Man.
They can...
Yes, Terrence Howard.
Because of how little they used, even though he like had a whole movie where he was the bad guy.
Which one?
In the whole show, Jonathan Majors.
Oh, yeah.
There was no real plan. And you can tell that whole, all through Phase 5 and... 5 and 6 or whatever they were doing. There's no plan. There's nothing setting up. Well, they were trying to set up characters, but there was nothing kind of tagging them together, showing that they're either going to come together or there's a bigger threat out there that was worth anything. And it's like they're just kind of floundered. And it's like, oh, we're failing here. He's messed up. We can't use him. What can we do to kind of bring it back?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, let's just do this. And then
just kind of go 180.
We'll pivot to a different direction and see what happens.
Gotcha.
So then they could still come back to Kang and have a different actor if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Was it not necessarily the same thing, but I think they scrapped Hawkeye because of his little like tissy fit that he threw for... They were doing another season or something of Hawk Girl,
or it was going to be Hawkeye season 2, and he's like, "What you're offering me is insulting."
Well, I think it was less than what he was making on the first one. I think.
Yeah.
So.
And
yeah.
They were trying to use the fact that he got hurt as the reason why.
Yeah. Which is dumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks. And then I think they just scrapped it completely.
I think this is still going to happen.
Eventually. Okay. But anyway, that's about all I've got.
That's all I got, too, really.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you want to talk about topics or suggest topics or whatever, you can reach us at gunghoheroes@gmail.com. That's pretty much it. where you can reach us. All right. Yep. Bye. Yep.